This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon. In our farm news today, many hog producers are dealing with unusually warm weather for January. That's after facing below zero temps early in the winter season. Pork Checkoff Director of Animal Science and Technology, Dr. Chris Hostetler, says that variability is a concern.
Keeping the barns and the environment within those barns properly adjusted is a challenge when there's large temperature swings like that. I think most barns begin to operate in the winter mode, and it's always a challenge to kind of fluctuate back and forth between those two as the temperatures rise and fall. So, of course, there's some health concerns that go along with that, too. If barns aren't properly ventilated, then humidity and temperature can rise in there and cause some respiratory problems. So we are likely to see that this winter.
Keeping the ventilation system operating is the number one priority. Hostetler says pork producers care about their animals and strive to create a positive space for pigs.
It used to be that pigs were raised outdoors and producers were really left with minimal capability for controlling that and caring for the animal properly. But now with indoor production, producers are much better able to care for the animals on a more precise basis and adjust their environment accordingly.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to www.pork.org. Coming up next week is the Pork Expo. WSMI's Angela Besh talked to Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association.
It's February 3rd and 4th. Like I said, we'll have our annual meeting on the 3rd. We'll have auctions that will be going on the 3rd. We'll have an awards banquet on the 3rd. We've got a comedian, Tim Clue, will be our motivational entertainer on Tuesday evening, the 3rd. All the seminars are on the 4th. The trade show is open both on the 3rd and the 4th. They can go to our website, ilpork.com, for all the information. They can also register online, but they can also register on-site as well, too. IPPA members do get in free, but it is only $10 to get in for adults and $5 for youth. That gets you into the show and into all of the seminars. So very reasonable for all the things going on. So just encourage folks to try to make it up to Peoria. Now, this nice weather will continue here into February, so it will make travel a little easier than some other years we've had. So we're hoping and praying for that. So. But just encourage folks to make the trip up. I think it will definitely be worth their while and something they will enjoy.
We'll have more farm news after this. Some reminders on this Thursday afternoon. The Staunton FFA alumni will have their annual banquet at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. It will be held on Saturday, February the 7th. The doors open at 4 o'clock, a silent auction until 6:30, a buffet dinner served beginning at 4:30, and a live auction at 7. Tickets are $25. There's no reserved seating. The tickets are available at Duda Ace Hardware, McKay Napa Auto Parts, or at Bill's IGA. The West Central Illinois Agronomy Day will be held on Thursday, February the 19th at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Six different speakers will give presentations on the latest research in crop sciences and discuss some of the challenges facing farmers in 2015. A lunch will be provided. The conference is free of charge but does require a ticket. They are available at sponsors around the area or at the Jersey, Christian, Macoupin, or Montgomery County Extension offices. Among those who have tickets will be the First National Bank of Raymond, the M&M Service Company, the First National Bank of Nokomis, the First National Bank of Litchfield, Litchfield Farmers Grain, the Litchfield National Bank, and the Morrisonville Farmers Co-op. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, a $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2015-16 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. They are available electronically. They can be requested by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. The applications must be submitted by March 20th, 2015. If you have questions, you can phone 217-854-2571. Reporting for Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy.